This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses. Only on The Jubal Show.
Angie is on the phone today for War of the Roses to catch a cheater, and she thinks that her boyfriend of 7 years named Will might be messing around. So we'll see if we can help her out. Angie, thank you for coming on the show. Tell us what's going on.
I guess, like you said, I think my boyfriend, Will, has been cheating. He just got back from a boys' weekend in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And ever since he got back, he's been kind of distant and dismissive. And I was, like, doing his laundry, and one of his shirts had, like, a smudge of, like, makeup or, like, lipstick on it.
Okay. And you know for sure it was lipstick.
I mean, there's really no way to
tell, huh?
I mean, you definitely know.
Yeah, it's not mine, and I was doing his laundry from his trip, so it's not mine.
So in the 7 years that you guys have been together, has there ever been another moment where you felt like maybe he was being sketchy, or is this the first time?
No, this is the first time.
Do you know the boys that he was on the boys' trip with?
Yes, I do. They're college friends.
Do you think you're looking for it because he went to Vegas with his boys?
It was mainly the shirt.
I mean, the stain on the shirt makes sense. I just asked the question because, you know, it happens a lot. Like, I've been on a lot of dudes' trip to Vegas, right? And there's always a few girlfriends or a few wives that are just convinced that their husbands or boyfriends are going to cheat, right? And it always makes me laugh because I'm like, dude, think about it. How hard was it for your boyfriend or husband to sleep with you? You think he's going to go to Vegas for the weekend and be able to, you know, it's cool that you think he's all that, but trust me, it's still as hard for him probably.
But I will say, Angie, like, if I were you, I would also be alarmed by lipstick on a shirt or any kind of face makeup on a shirt. I would be freaking out immediately. But just maybe, was it a strip club? So before we start to really jump to conclusions, it could be.
Did you ask him about it?
No, I haven't. I mean, I thought of the strip club thing, but I don't know. It's just also because he's been so distant and dismissive since he got back. Like, if he hadn't been distant and dismissive, I would, you know, probably think it was maybe like a strip club or something. But because he's also acting weird and then there's makeup on the shirt, that just kind of like, you know, it's two strikes already.
Distant, I get. Well, how's he been dismissive? What do you mean by that?
He's just kind of dry and, like, quick to, like, you know, if we're on the phone, he's quick to come off the phone or, like, just kind of, like, when he comes home, it's all, like, really dry and quick, and then he'll run off to the gym or something.
Do you trust the friends that he was with?
Some of them? I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, they're his friends, so, you know, they're going to have his back.
Does he have the type of friends that would stop him from doing something if he was going
That's
to?
That's a great point.
Well, so in his group of friends, he's the only one that's not single. They're all single.
That's another thing to think about, too. Okay.
So were you watching, like, stories and stuff while they were out on the weekend? Nothing popped up on social either?
They didn't really post anything, which I guess is not a good sign either, that no one was posting.
Not to, like, get you all riled up, because I'm having anxiety for you right now. I don't don't know what to tell you in this one because I don't feel like it feels good.
Yeah, which is why I didn't confront him first. Because it was just kind of like, you know.
All right, cool. Well, we'll try to, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. You already told us what grocery store he shops at. So we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and pretend to be from that grocery store and say that every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our beautiful brand new floral department. And we'll see if he believes that and see if he sends the flowers to you or to somebody else, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and get your War of the Roses to catch a cheater next. Just joining us for today's War of the Roses to catch a cheater, Angie is on the phone and she thinks that her boyfriend of 7 years might be cheating on her. His name is Will. Before we call him to try to find out if he is cheating, why don't you just kind of recap what's going on?
Yeah, so he went on a boys' weekend to Vegas with a few of his friends, and ever since he got back, he's been super distant and dismissive. And then I was helping him with laundry while he was out for like at work, and one of his shirts had a lipstick and kind of makeup smudge on it.
Mm-mm. See, this is the part I don't like.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
We're about to call him from the grocery store that he shops at and is a rewards card member at and pretend to be from there and say every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered anywhere in the whole world. Just our way of saying thank you for shopping. We'll see if he believes that and where he sends those flowers, if he sends them to his girlfriend Angie or somewhere else. All right, Angie, you ready?
Ready.
Okay, I'm going to dial his number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jorbal calling from grocery store. I was looking for our rewards card member, Will.
Yeah, this is.
Will, congratulations. You're this month's big winner.
What did I win?
The flowers.
Okay, I don't remember signing up for any free flowers or anything like that.
You did when you became a rewards card member with us because it's a new thing we're doing. We just redesigned our floral department. It's new and improved and we've got so many more options. Also, we're doing delivery now. So in honor of that and to say thank you for shopping, every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered anywhere in the entire world, completely free. Just our way of saying thank you for shopping. So thank you.
Thank you.
What you've won is 36 long stem red roses, a box of chocolates, and some balloons.
Oh, cool. Okay, cool. I know someone to send it to. My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah.
So, okay. What's your girlfriend's name?
Angie.
You can send a card along with this. Would you like to send a card?
Yeah, sure.
What would you like it to say?
Well, our 7th year anniversary is coming up in like a month or so.
Seven years.
But yeah, I guess just say like, happy anniversary. Andrew?
Sure, I can do that. Just between me and you, guy to guy here, you ever mess around on your girlfriend?
I don't think there's any of your business, but I mean, I don't know you.
I think it is kind of my business because this is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. And we do a segment called War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater, where if your significant other thinks that you have cheated or might be cheating, we try to see if you'll send flowers to somebody else or to them. And your girlfriend, Angie, is actually on the phone and has been listening this whole time.
I can't believe you're doing this. And Andrew, why do you think I'm, like, what's going on? Why do you think I'm cheating on you? Because I went to Vegas with, like, a bunch of guy friends? Like,
Yeah, it's not because you went to Vegas with the guys. It's because what I found after you came back from Vegas and I was doing your laundry.
What did you find? Like, what are you talking about? What did you find?
That blue shirt, the button-down blue shirt that you always have, that you always wear, it had, like, a smudge of, like, lipstick or makeup, foundation or something on it, like, on the collar.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want to tell me about that and where the that came from? Because it's not my makeup. Obviously, I wasn't there.
Where did the lipstick come from, Will?
Okay, babe, so I'm going to be honest with you, so don't get upset, and I just hear me out, okay?
Okay.
All right, so last weekend at Vegas, we were at this club, and a bunch of beautiful girls came over to our table, and, you know, just hung out with us all night, and then this one cute girl and I were just, like, chatting and had really good chemistry, and I kind of...
A bunch of beautiful girls? Like, what the f*** do you mean, Will? Why would you specifically describe them as beautiful to me in this moment?
Well, It's Vegas.
Like, I don't care if it's Mars. Why would you tell me that they're beautiful?
Because beautiful girls go to Vegas. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
This is
like,
stupid.
I'm not gonna say.
Will, this is stupid. Why would you even... Just keep going. But why would you even say that? That's a thing to say.
That was not a smart thing to say.
No, okay, so let me start over. The ugly girl came up to her table and sat with us all night. I mean,
now you're just being annoying.
What happened, Will?
Okay, so they were hanging out. I was chatting with one girl. I had great chemistry with her. So she sat in my lap, and I had a great time. I didn't kiss her, but, with the music's playing, so I think maybe because she was sitting in my lap, she got some lipstick on my shirt. You know, it made me second guess, like, okay, I'm in this relationship with you for, like, 7 years, and now I'm attracted to somebody else, or I might be attracted to somebody else. So I'm just really conflicted. Like, you know, I just don't know the answer. But I did not cheat. I mean, I sent you the flowers so that you should be happy about that. I didn't just send to some other rando girl.
I mean, well, it is nice that you sent flowers to your girlfriend, but you're also telling her that you had chemistry and you are attracted to another woman while you were in Vegas. So,
yeah.
Read the room.
Yeah, I'm more upset about the fact that you called them beautiful, cute, and then she sat on your lap, which is completely inappropriate after we've been together for 7 years and we live together and we have a dog together. So what are you trying to tell me right now? Well, because you're telling me you had chemistry with another woman, you're telling me that you're second guessing our relationship after 7 years.
Andy, you know, like, we're not on the best terms, number one. Last time we had sex was, I think, like a month ago, 2 months ago. It's been forever. You're busy with work or the dog. I mean, I love the dog, but like, I mean, it was just nice that somebody appreciated me. And the girl was very, you know, she was saying how handsome I am and that she loved my hair. And it's just like, you don't give me any compliments. And she does.
Oh, she does?
Okay, no, I don't mean that she does. I meant she did. Like, I don't talk to her. I'm not social media with her. I'm not friends with her. I don't. Okay, I mean, it was a thing. I don't even know her, like, where she lives.
Yeah, I got it.
I didn't get her number.
You made your point, Will. Thank you. Whatever, Will.
Okay, so now, you're pissed.
No, I'm more than pissed. I'm done with this conversation. All right, bye.
Ooh. Dang, man.
Will, she hung up, man.
I'm dead.
You know, Will, I will give you credit.
I mean, I'm dead. She's going to kill me. She's texting me right now. I'm dead.
Yeah, don't respond to those for a minute, okay?
Like, yeah.
Oh, God.
I will say that it is a great thing that you were able to come completely clean, even though it was packaged in a little bit of a sloppy way.
So you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything physical with the girl in Vegas.
No, sat on my effing lap. I mean, that's not cheating.
Are you happy with Angie?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, she's great, but it's like we're not on the best terms.
I mean, I mean, 7 years, but it sounds like you really honestly were just honest with yourself right there, and that hurt a little bit. But if that's the truth, then you should definitely not be in it.
Oh, boy. She's going to kill me.
Well,
good luck.
Thanks. I need it.
Well, good luck, man. And, you know, every tough thing in life is a lesson. So on the other side, you'll be able to go to Vegas. You'll be able to go to those clubs with those beautiful girls. And you won't even have to worry about a girlfriend, it sounds like.
Cool.
Sounds like that's what you want.
And you won't have to worry about somebody coming home with lipstick on their shirt. You know, it's a win-win for all of you.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
All right.
True.
Good luck to you, Will.
Good luck, Will.
All right. Thank you.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.